The prolific Jamaican producer, songwriter, and singer Lee Scratch Perry has been around the music business for some 45 years. He produced tunes for Bob Marley and the Wailers long before they became famous. A new collection of Perry's music is now available in a 4-CD box set. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of I Am the Upsetter.
The four-disc I Am the Upsetter covers the period from 1968, when Lee Scratch Perry first produced himself for his own label, until 1978, when he burned down his Black Ark studio and began putting out less music. He was certainly active before and after this era, created some classics even, but these were certainly his golden years. He was setting a pace not just for reggae, but concocting sonic experiments that remain hip decades later. He's that rare marvel, an earthy avant-gardist. Unfortunately, it's been hard to pick up a package that showed this clearly. Perhaps the most useful part of the set's 50-page booklet is a pointed essay on the desperate and dubious contracts that plague the Jamaican music scene. Perry had to function as his own engineer, producer, talent scout, distributor, and executive. The competition was fierce, the alliances were fractious. No wonder his huge output was a scattered mess. No wonder Perry became famous for putting down former business partners in songs like You Crummy.
You really crummy for true. I said you're funny for true. Look how we used to be very good pals. We even share the same gal. But the little pat me win, you push up your mouth.
One of the most valuable aspects of I Am the Upsetter is its charming overdue showcase for Perry's soulful production on love tunes, such as Susan Cadogan's powerful Hurts So Good.
First you take my heart and the palm of your hand.
As Perry became more famous, he would baffle enemies and hangers-on with madness routines, where he would blabber nonstop for hours, cover the walls of his house and studio with newspaper clippings and scribbles. He also pioneered a manual form of sampling, mixing bits of songs and a host of sound effects into numbers like Cow Thief Skank. Just as jazz masters have a refined ear for swing, Perry is expert at adding distortion and disruption.
Even the town, yeah, ain't got no places.
Lord God, Master, wake up and my teeth are cold. Dinah, light the lamp. Pass the chosen, give me the man. Hurry, man, hurry. Them a tip for one call. Ratted, but no more casting that. But they're the dear master, him chef out the boy, two fingers. Team black and white call. Dinah, pass me my shit, gimme. Make a chop off him hand.
Call this can.
Perry's offbeat habits have given him a reputation for being cryptic and mystic beyond understanding. But Perry isn't so hard to decipher. He's compared to Sun Ra and George Clinton, and the parallels go deeper than mere eccentricity. Like Ra and Clinton, Perry constructs a world that exists next to this one, but is more ominous and exciting, filled with prophecies of doom and redemption. You can imagine Perry in his studio lair, a marijuana spliff in one hand, the Bible in the other, an old spaghetti western running on the TV set, and a Black Panthers poster on the wall. When Perry runs all of his tricks at once, as on the song Words from the late 70s, he is an unmatched master of raising subconsciousness.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed the new Lee Perry collection, I Am the Upsetter.